Alleluia, 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 alleluia. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified, and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. What you have been listening to in the Gospel this morning, you got to, so to speak, move forward in your mind and realize that what we are listening to is an account written some 50 years after Jesus. And in the case of Luke's Gospel, which we've been reading to you this morning, Luke was the last of the Gospels written some 80 years after after Jesus. So people at that time were depending on what was handed down to them from the point of view of their faith in Jesus. And naturally, they were asking questions, and Luke was writing for the people of his time and his community. So they would be asking questions like, what really do you mean by the resurrection? And it's a question maybe we ought to ask ourselves now and again, because I think most people regard the resurrection of Jesus as the resuscitation, so to speak, of his human body. And that would not be a correct way of looking at it. When Jesus was raised from the dead, he had a totally new corporeality. Now, we know that from what we read in the Gospel this morning, that he suddenly was present even though they were in a room and the door was closed. So he had a whole new of corporeality. So Jesus, and maybe you can keep this phrase in your mind, which is very helpful, he became now, or he was now, the all-available Christ. The all-available Christ. He could be present totally anywhere, and at the same time could be present to you right here, which he is. Christ is present right here. Put it a different way, I, in a human body at the moment, can only be present here. So if I'm here, I can't be there. But Christ, after the resurrection, had a totally new corporeality. And he said to them, look at my hands. Now, you may or may not know that the American Sign Language for Jesus is touching the palms of their hands. In other words, the nails in his hands is the American sign language of Jesus. So today, April the 16th, where is Christ in this whole coronavirus pandemic? Well, he's right here. He is with us. And most of all, Christ, if you want to know where he is, he's beside every hospital bed where somebody is on a ventilator. He's with their families at home. He's with us no matter where suffering is and pain is. There is Jesus. And that lesson comes through in the Gospel this morning. Look, I had to go through suffering and pain in order to achieve my glory, to achieve the resurrection. Christ is our way, our path, our life. Didn't Jesus say that? I am the way, the truth, and the life. So just regarding Jesus' life as dying on the cross to save us from sins is not getting the message. Jesus came essentially to show us how to live and how to deal with suffering, and for us to realize that suffering can be very transformative. We talked today about getting back to normal. I sincerely hope we do not get back to normal, but we get back to a new normalcy where we'll be totally different. We'll have more respect for one another. We'll have more care for one another, not back to where we were before, when it was dog eat dog, so to speak, everyone for themselves. So this could be, the coronavirus could be a wonderful transforming moment in our world if we deal with it correctly.